Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the programs coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. In this episode, we're continuing our 6-part mini-series focused on the Teen Academy. If you're not familiar with this new program, Teen Academy is an 8-day certificate program that gives high school-age students a behind-the-scenes look into the world of museums and historical societies. It gives participants the opportunity to meet professional staff, conduct daily challenges, and complete a capstone project with their teammates. Afterward, each student receives a $150 stipend and are then eligible to apply for a paid apprenticeship, a job they can keep until graduation. Today we're diving into the captivating world of oral history. Our Teen Academy participants Hannah, Anthony, and Jocelyn are here to share their insights. Let's get started. So before Teen Academy, how familiar were each of you with oral history as a way of preserving and sharing historical narratives?
Well, I wasn't super familiar with it. My 8th grade year, I researched Wisconsin history for a very long time, and I loved it. And one of the things I did is I listened to an oral history of my great-grandmother on her farm. And it was super interesting, but I don't think I realized quite then how much that we actually used to preserve those stories. And without oral histories, then we would lose those stories eventually.
Was that a recording, or were you actually interacting with your great-grandma?
It was a recording.
Okay. Jocelyn, what about you?
I also was not very familiar with oral histories. Now that I think of it, in 8th grade, I think, I interviewed my mother on what it was like growing up at her childhood farm. And yeah, that was an oral history, and I finally realized that now, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, how about you, Anthony?
I was definitely not very familiar with it either, but I think it was last year we had to do something kind of similar. It was in Spanish class, though, so we had to do it all in Spanish. We just had to ask one of our classmates like about their childhood, so I guess there was kind of an oral history.
So it sounds like you were somewhat familiar with oral history, just not the term, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Which, you know, any sort of field or industry has its own terms that not everyone knows about. And why would you, right, before you had this experience? Anthony, what have you learned about conducting oral history interviews during the program? It sounds like you had to do a little bit of interviewing for that Spanish class, but, you know, what steps are involved in capturing those important stories?
I guess when we first learned about it, I thought it was just something like you just show up and you interview some person. But when we dove deeper into it, I realized that there's a lot of steps you have to go through beforehand, like meeting the person, the pre-interview, you know, kind of just getting a feel for the person, kind of knowing some information to be helpful, and then like setting up the scene, or not like the scene, but like the area you're going to do it, like that's also important for the thing so that you know that the setting is like quiet and calm for the oral history. So I guess there's a lot that goes into it even before like the finished product even begins. So that's something that I learned.
Jocelyn, why do you think oral history is a valuable tool for museums and historical societies?
They are a great primary source. And unlike other sources, it really shows emotion. Watching or listening to oral history, you can really get the emotion out of someone.
Hannah, as a class, you got to watch a recording of an oral history interview on day 2. What did you think of that?
It was great. For me, it showed me that all stories and experiences matter, and something that for someone could just seem simple back then, for me, it was super interesting because it's something that I don't know today.
And can, for our audience's sake, can you tell them what that oral history interview was about, what the subject was?
Yeah, it was about the son of a sheriff that lived in the jailhouse when he was 14. And we got to learn about his experiences with that. One of the things that I found really interesting was he talked to the jail, to the cellmates. And now that would be crazy, but back then it was just something normal that they just did then.
And again, for those who haven't visited the 1886 Jailhouse Museum, this is one of those situations where the sheriff and his family lived in the front portion of the building, was their residence, and then the back was the cell block. So to your point, that would be a very different childhood experience. But it didn't seem to me anyways that he, at the time, thought that was out of the ordinary, because that was just kind of his reality. Mm-hmm. You had all toured the jailhouse the day before, and then actually you got to tour the jailhouse again for a different project. Did that oral history change the way that you saw the jailhouse at all, or enhance your experience with it?
Yeah, I could really picture him just looking through the little peephole and talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made the jailhouse seem more like a family home. Like, when we first went through it, it just seemed like a professional building, like, that inmates were kept there. But after seeing the oral history, it was really clear that people lived there, and there was, like, living history, like, going on in within the building. So that was really cool.
Communication was the daily skill for your oral history day, which makes sense. Switching gears to focus on that skill, how does effective communication come into play when you're conducting oral history interviews?
Really taking the time to listen to the person that you're interviewing. So, like, follow-up questions are really important to get more details out of the person that you thought or they thought that they missed.
Jocelyn, what techniques have you learned to ensure clear and respectful communication with interviewees? You mentioned listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really important one. Anything else, any other way you can help create a comfortable environment when these people are sharing their stories?
Yeah, so even if it's just an audio recording, using body language is really important to put them at ease more. And especially if you did a pre-interview before, you are more at ease with the person, you know each other more, and that really helps develop that oral history.
Now, you mentioned body language specifically, and this has, like, stuck out in my mind from that webinar that we watched. Do you remember about the head nodding?
Yes.
What was, tell the audience about that. Because I was thinking about that while you were answering, and then I was like, oh, what speed is my head nodding? Do you guys want to elaborate?
Yeah, so the slow head nod is what that webinar said was the best. Like, a fast head nod kind of suggests, like, to speed it up, but if you slow it down, it lets them take time with their answer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've caught myself a few times during this interview nodding my head a little too quickly, so now I'm conscious of that. I don't want to feel like a bobblehead. Hannah, how do you see the skill of effective communication being valuable beyond the realm of oral history?
Well, I think that you always need to communicate between coworkers and even your family members. And you need to share your ideas with each other, because then you can brainstorm and bounce off of each other through that.
Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar-Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!